Welcome to the McGraw-Hill Professional Author Podcast Series. My name is Lisa McLean, and I am the editor for Oracle Press. Today, our guest is Michael McLaughlin, Professor of Computer Information Technology at BYU-Idaho, Oracle ace and best-selling author. Michael, along with John Harper, who works for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, co-authored the recently published Oracle Database 11G PLSQL Programming Workbook. Hi, Michael. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Michael, why did you write a PLSQL workbook?
Well, John and I saw the need to write a highly focused how-to, when-to, and best way to do book, something that would support the full book, Oracle Database 11G PLSQL Programming, with a focus on examples, ready reference, and best practice. We focused on simplifying presentation and highlighting samples that would support both beginners and DBAs. We tried to synchronize it with the full PLSQL programming reference, and where possible, we kept the examples as close as we could to the original book.
What did you cover in the workbook?
We covered architecture, basics of the PLSQL language, transaction scope, error management, functions, procedures, collections, packages, triggers, objects, native dynamic SQL, and external tables. Each chapter has a mastery check section with 10 true and false and 5 multiple choice questions. We felt it helped focus reading the book on key concepts. The last appendix has all the answers with explanations about why they apply.
Is there any specific content in the new book you'd like to highlight to readers today?
Sure. We dedicated a complete chapter to understanding the basis of transactions. The strength of database-centric application development depends on a solid understanding of how transactions work. We also introduced an effective way to deploy multidimensional collections and shift them back and forth between PLSQL system reference cursors, which supports external development in languages such as Java. Lastly, we saw a need to cover external tables and frameworks for supporting ETL processes to the Oracle database. We put a chapter in on how, supplemented it with some samples, and let the reader leverage Java on reading external files and directories, cleaning up import files as part of their ETL process.
Why did you call it a workbook?
That's a great question. We struggled with the concept of what a workbook should really look like. We didn't see much use in some of the prior approaches to workbooks, so we did something novel. We asked the folks that we know in the Oracle development community what it should look like. They told us to keep it short and succinct, example-rich, and to include recommendations on best practices. They suggested we parallel the PLSQL programming book so that it could be used as a supporting reference. When we organized it like that, we saw an opportunity to include the review questions I mentioned earlier. They really made us focus on cohesiveness throughout the writing process.
How do you think the book will be used by those who buy it?
Some will buy it to prepare for the Oracle certification exam because they want to know what they know about PLSQL before they spend the money on the test. Others will use it as a quick reference for solving real-world problems quickly. We think non-programming DBAs may like the book because it provides samples for solving problems quickly. We also think that it's a great starter book. We intentionally kept everything as short and clear as possible. However, we didn't strip content to do that either. Throughout the book, we provide complete code samples, and we numbered all but the shortest program units. That way, the reader could quickly identify through our comments before or after the code sample the things that were most important.
Thanks for sharing that with us today, Michael, and thank you for joining us to discuss your new book. It will be a fantastic resource for readers.
Well, thanks for having me again, and I want everybody to know I keep an active blog at http://blog.mclaughlinsoftware.com, and John and I will shortly be hosting yet another PLSQL Development Interactive Q&A site, and the URL is in the front of the book.